The Houston Texans cheerleaders unveiled their 2016 calendar to fans at training camp on Saturday. They performed and revealed the cover to the crowd before introducing each calendar girl. Afterwards, the cheerleaders signed the calendars for fans. This year's edition was shot at Vedanta Riviera Maya, and it can be purchased for $10 at the Go Texans store and shop.houstontexans.com. Best cheerleaders in all the land of the Houston Texans cheerleaders, so naturally the very best swimsuit calendar, the Houston Texans swimsuit calendar.
On sale now.
2016-17 edition. Yeah. Mark, it was a great week because that got unveiled here at camp.
Yeah, it did. And, you know, even though training camp is going on, Drew, the Texans are still out and about in the community. Mm-hmm. Something that recently happened, you mentioned it before the break, Canines for Cops. Take a look.
The Houston Texans recently took time to honor some groups that make the Houston area a safer place. The Harris County Sheriff's Office and Canines for Cops.
People always ask, how can I help? And the only thing you can do is the K$9 challenge. Donate $9 because your $9 is double duty with Canines for Cops. They're all individual foundations. Of course, we seek grants all the time. But it is because of that we are a nonprofit based right here in Houston. But we have canines in 33 states and overseas in Paris, France. So you can only imagine, because we always ask, how much do these dogs cost? They cost anywhere from $10,000 to $15,000 a piece. So that's why it's so important that we raise as much money as we possibly can to get more dogs on the streets and in schools.
Linebacker John Simon, Ambassador J.J. Moses, and the Houston Texans cheerleaders presented the groups with personalized jerseys and also invited a pair of officers and their service dogs to be on the field at the season opener against Chicago. That's the Liberty White game, in which the organization will honor first responders from throughout the area.
I just think it's always important to show respect for our law enforcement. They do what's best for our community, and they're out there every day putting their lives on the line. They're a lot more disciplined than my dogs, but it's something special to see that they're able to go out there and sniff out drugs and help police find the bad guys. That's pretty cool.
Canines for Cops is a national nonprofit based in Houston that grants highly trained canines to law enforcement agencies and schools in 33 states across the country and internationally in Paris, France. The Houston Texans Grill catered the lunch, and everyone involved had a fantastic time.
This organization is instrumental in helping us out. The amount of dogs that they've placed with the sheriff's office alone is in excess of 20 dogs. A lot of agencies, including my own, just didn't have the budget or the means to provide these dogs for the handlers, even though we're such a large agency. By Canines for Cops stepping in, we're able to put more dogs on the street, find more drugs, find more contraband seizures, and also find people, you know, missing children, elderly, so on and so forth. Canines for Cops steps in and provides those for us.
I don't currently own a dog, so I live vicariously through other people who do.
It's, you know who's got a lot of dog in him and his heart? That's what's said by a lot of greats. He's got the dog in him. Brian Cushing does. And we put a microphone on him. You're going to see some of that dog when Texans Huddle comes back.
Like, it feels good, but like when I used to take a day off when I was like 24, 23, I feel like I was 18 the next day. Now I'm 29, I take a day off, I feel like I'm 28. I feel like I'm 30.